Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the award-winning author of Hunting in a Farmer's World. He's the top leader of the TAB boards, the alternative board group, mastermind group that's all around the country. He's a very prolific writer and one of the smartest guys I know. He's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
So recently you published what you call the 7 Deadly Sins of Entrepreneurship.
Well, I'm partway through it. I've got 3 of them up. I've got
some of them up, and yeah. we're going to talk about a couple of them today. And why did you choose to use this metaphor? We all know the other deadly sins, right? That we all learned in church in Sunday school, right? The laziness, gluttony, sloth, all those things, right? And so you chose to use this. Why did you choose to use this metaphor?
Well, they're easily recognizable, and you know, people know them. And when you put them together in a business context, of course, they take on a slightly different meaning. So I've grouped them into 3 categories. 2 of them are personal sins, sins that stop you from being personally efficient in your company. Mm. Three of them are tactical sins where you as the owner can screw up the operations of your company on a day-to-day basis. And the last 2 are strategic sins, which interfere with your long-term vision and objectives for your company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun exercise.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, the first one is lust.
Yes, one of the personal sins that cause business owners to not be nearly as effective as they could be in the company.
How does it manifest? How does lust manifest in the workplace?
Well,
in the business,
know, lust comes from having the ability to do whatever you want, whenever you want, because you own the business.
Mm-hmm.
So your employee comes up to you and says, "Boss, did you do that really important thing you said you were going to do yesterday?" And you say, "No, I had something more important I decided to do instead." And what does your employee say? Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me know when you get around to it. You know,
let me know when you want to tell me the truth about something.
Right. You know, so it's being, you know, we have obligations to try new things. But when your employees are constantly complaining that they can't keep up with you because you're trying something new every day,
mm-hmm.
when you take off on something because it just seems like a good idea at the time, you know, a customer says, "Hey, you don't do this. Could you do this?" And you say, "Yeah, sure." And then you go to the employees and you go, "Okay, drop everything. We're going to take on a new
line." So you're talking about this is a variant on the shiny object syndrome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Squirrel. We talk about squirrels and chasing sticks at our business.
Mm-hmm.
And
so lust is another word for lack of focus.
True.
And conviction, yes, and commitment to your knitting, sticking to your knitting. Lust is another way of saying you're not sticking to your knitting.
Right. And for each of the deadly sins, the church put out a virtue that counteracted the sins. Lust, I believe, the counteracting virtue was moderation or abstinence. I forget which one.
Mm-hmm.
But in business, it's having a solid personal vision. It's understanding what you want out of your company and what the long-term value to you is of putting in the effort of running a business. And if you have that in front of you, if you have that in detail, and you sit down and you say, you know, I want to work in 35 hours a week. I want a house at the lake. I want to travel to Europe every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put my daughter through medical school. You list those things on a piece of paper, and then it allows you to weigh your decisions as they come along and say, is this really moving me forward to what I want out of the business, or is this just something that I can do
mm-hmm.
that looks interesting at the moment?
Am I evaluating things in a proper way, or am I allowing myself to be seduced?
Right, right. And
that's one thing. I think seduction is a word that more and more entrepreneurs should become familiar with, because we can. There are plenty of things that will seduce us out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, and it's easy for us to follow them because, yeah. as I said earlier on, no one will stop us.
Right. Yeah. And since we haven't got a taproot, a lot of times we haven't got a really deep taproot. You know, it's not that big a deal to change, but you might be diluting your effort and on your way to failure if you do that. John Deeney and I will be right back. We're going to talk about another deadly sin after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.